Recently, they did a study on man's anatomy in regards to the face of man. And they were wondering, since we supposedly evolved from monkeys, how we got facial hair, or how we ended up having facial hair that grows out down here. Evolution literally teaches that our face and that our hair was created as a cushion, and that we were actually punched to the point where natural selection had to create a cushion in our face. That is weird. You look at what happens to UFC fighters when they get in the ring and they have a beard. Look at what they did to Jesus. They ripped his beard out. If you get punched in the face, it's going to cause your beard to deteriorate.
Yeah, this experiment, Matt. Okay, look, you're clean shaven. Come on over here right now and let me jack you in the jaw with all my strength, okay? And grow a beard, and then come back and I'll jack you in the jaw again, and we'll compare the two, the two wounds.
It is shocking that in 2020, with all the information that we have and the ability to Google things, that people even believe in evolution.
And he's saying, in this day and age, with all the information and Google, the idea that people would believe evolution, like, it's like 180 degrees opposite of what the reality of that is. I mean, it's because there's so much information at the fingertips of everybody in the world that most everybody knows that you are a blithering idiot, Matt. You and people who deny evolution are complete and utter idiots.
So we are apes, we are monkeys, just as we are primates and mammals and vertebrates and animals and so forth. If you read all of the characteristics for each of these things, that's what we are.
Yep.
So let me ask you this. Are you familiar, for one, with Matt Powell?
Yeah. He's a sad ginger twink, isn't he? I mean, the guy only ever lies all the time. I mean, that's all he does. He's a perfect example. He knows that he's absolutely full of that everything he says is a lie. Everything. He did that movie, right? And I did like one out. It was going to be three episodes where I'd say everything that Matt Powell says in this movie is literally every sentence that he says in this movie is a lie. Everything he says, he's full of shit. I don't understand how you can be that way. Is it? What?
I honestly am wondering the same, because he had this very gentle approach with me, and that's how I ended up doing the interview with him, and ended up looking like an idiot in that movie, because he was like, no other atheist will talk to me. There was a lot of straw manning, but
yeah.
One perhaps either of you can clear up is. He said something about octopuses hitching a ride on a planet, or I'm sorry, on some type of
Yeah. The octopus and squids that are aliens.
What's the
that.
Oh, that. Yeah.